The spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola are meant to really cause us to stop for a moment and really to gather our thoughts, to collect our emotions, to put ourselves in a place where God can provide for us, so that rather than reacting to situations, rather than transmitting or transferring our woundedness, our impatience, our anger onto another, onto a situation, that in prayer, God can transfigure the situation. He can transcend it. He can transform it. Rather than allowing us to cause something that's going to hurt or be hurtful, in the spiritual exercise, we can learn how to pray in and through situations to navigate through our trials and tribulations and to be able to respond, which is helpful, rather than react, which is going to be hurtful. And what he shows us in a situation, that it begins with a good examination of conscience, to examine ourselves in that moment and to acknowledge how this situation is affecting us. To acknowledge, am I angry? Am I mad? Am I happy? To acknowledge it, but rather than allow it to fester inside, like a volcano that's just waiting for a moment or a person to erupt, that to begin to relate it in prayer to God and allow God to feed us, to nourish us, to transform us in that moment with his grace, so that rather than reacting with impatience and anger, now, as God transforms the situation, I can respond, and my response can be helpful rather than hurtful. Today, we see these beautiful exercises being played out. Ignatius always invites us to enter into the scene, and he wants us to kind of look around and ask ourselves, what are people saying? How are they reacting? How is Jesus responding? Jesus received terrible news at the tragedy of his cousin, John the Baptist. And rather than yelling and screaming, what he does is he acknowledges his sadness. And what he does is he takes it to the Father in prayer. He goes away by himself. And in that prayer, he's acknowledging to God what has happened. He's relating it to God. And God is giving him the assurance. And now Jesus responds with kindness and humility. But also in the spiritual exercises, Ignatius says, when we feel these desolate moments, when these moments of darkness come about us, rather than allowing the darkness to consume us, he says to move beyond these situations, that we need to consider four things. First, prayer, which is what Jesus is doing. He also says, or meditate on scripture. When you receive this kind of bad news. Or he says, again, examine your conscience, acknowledge that this is a hurtful situation. This is tragic. You're mourning the loss of a loved one, a family member, a relative. And he says, finally, that to get past these situations, to do something good, to do some kind of a penance, that it helps us to forget about our sorrow and allow God to transform the moment. And we see Jesus doing this. He comes out, and what a great act of penance. He's doing good. We hear that he's healing this crowd. He's moved with compassion, no longer about himself. He's allowing God to transform, transcend, transfigure the situation. He enters and he begins to do something good, and that causes him to forget about the sorrow. And allow his desire to do something good for someone, cause him to forget about himself, and allow God to act, and to allow God to receive, and allow us to receive from God what we need to respond rather than to react. When we take a look at the disciples, this is often our response. They look at the situation and they begin to be fearful. They begin to ask themselves, what are we gonna do? How are we gonna take care of all these people? Who's gonna feed them? They're back in the boat, trying to do things on their own. They're self-reliant. They're going at it their own. They're not relating it to God. They're simply saying, Jesus, you need to do something about this. We see this. Martha says, Jesus, you need to do something. Tell my sister what to do. We see it also when two brothers are fighting over inheritance. Tell my brother what to do. When we feel like we're lacking control, that we can't control the situation, rather than to acknowledge it, relate it to God so that God can give us the grace and we can respond in gratitude and thanksgiving, we tell God what to do. That's what the disciples are doing. They're us. They're telling, you need to do this because we don't know how to do this. And Jesus says, take care of it yourself. I just showed you what to do. Take it to God. Take it to prayer. The Father will give you in superabundance the grace that you need to respond to the situation and to respond to their needs. And Jesus says, give me what little you have. I'll take it. I'll give it to the Father. I'll offer it up to the Father. That's what he does. That's what we do. Poor priests in Persona Christi, we take what little we have, the little bread, the little wine, and God in superabundance feeds everybody. If we just acknowledge it, relate it, God is going to help us to receive the grace. And now we can respond in gratitude and thanksgiving. That's Eucharist, gratitude and thanksgiving. Amen. And so for us, as we look at the disciples, Jesus is remind them, when you're despairing, when you're desolate, when you're discouraged, when you're being consumed with darkness, we tend to project that out on somebody else. They're projecting it onto Jesus. Transference. Their transgression. They're transferring it to Jesus. And Jesus says, no. Let's offer this to God. Let's ask God to bless this. So acknowledge it, relate it, and we're going to receive from God grace in superabundance so that we can respond to the need of everybody. And that is always helpful and never hurtful. What a beautiful thing to consider in our own situations, in our own life. When we're feeling out of control, we can't control the situation, our families, our spouses, our children, even our enemies, our co-workers, rather than trying to tell God what to do. When we feel out of control, we transfer it onto the situations. It's always going to be hurtful. It's never going to be helpful. But if we acknowledge our own weakness, we acknowledge our insecurities, our inabilities, the fact that we only have a couple of pieces of bread and some fish, if we acknowledge that and not hold it in, but relate it to God, God is going to give us the grace in superabundance So that rather than to react like the disciples, we'll learn to respond like Jesus.